across Newcastle.
You're waking up with Megan Crivo.
Different situation.
What was that situation?
Can't remember.
Exactly. It wasn't that important.
Help to know those.
Local as New FM.
Oh, for Thursday, and it's Are You OK Day, Crevo?
Yeah, it is. Of course, it's a great question to ask your friends and to check in with them.
Right? You don't have to be a professional to ask the question, Are You OK? And you know what? Be honest with yourself. Be honest with other people. If you're not OK, there's help out there. Lifeline.
For example, there's so much help. Yep, there's so much information and people that just want to listen to you and help you out when you're having a rough time.
I know you might think people don't care about your well-being. Trust me, they do.
Yeah, that's
right. You're
not
alone. People want to hear you. People want to check in on you. People care about you.
So, a lot.
A lot. So don't feel like you're alone. Get the help you need, 13, 11, 14. Or if you're not struggling, ask the question, are you okay? Very simple question. And listen. Listen to the response.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So important. And great advice, Meg. Great advice. Start today.
Good morning, Jess.
Good morning.
I was going to say, are you okay? But we know your voice is not okay today.
Oh, I cannot get rid of the phlegm. My God.
Have you taken up heavy smoking?
I sound like it. I sound like a man today.
I was going to say, pat yourself.
Pack a day. Yeah. God, smoking's bad, by the way.
No, don't apologise. I'm in the same boat. I've got a bit of a cough this morning. Not COVID. Hashtag not COVID.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm running a little bit late this morning because I had to do a wrap because I was like, woke up with the cough and I'm like, oh, here we go.
Got to check.
You got to check,
don't you?
Yeah, and I was sitting there and I'm like, oh, I'll give it 5 more minutes just in case. Mm. Luckily, negative, thank God.
Thank God,
wouldn't be here.
Wouldn't be here.
Yeah, well, to be fair, neither of you have had it yet, so maybe it is time for you to get COVID.
Hey, don't say that. No.
Oh, no. We're all friends here.
We're super immune, man.
Yeah, that's what it is. You've lived with people who've had it, it just makes no sense.
But that's the way the world is sometimes.
Yeah, you keep that gold medal of health. Hey, we'll do a first of five catch up with Jess in minutes.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at Five with Jess.
So we had the Knights Awards night last night, Jess.
Yes, we did. So their annual Danny Badouris Awards night, and Tyson Frizzell, the second runner-up for the Knights, that took out the top gong. He's only been with the Knights for 2 seasons.
I was going to say, he hasn't been there long.
So he played 21 games this season. He also captained the side on a couple of occasions. Obviously, the Knights captain, Kalen Ponga, was in and out of the game for multiple reasons.
Yeah.
So it's... He's 30. He said that he is absolutely honoured, as we said, especially considering it's only his second season.
Yeah, so. Jaden Brayley got the Community Player of the Year, which was cool.
Yes, he did. So you guys have spoken to Jaden on the show. He does so much in the community. So
with the schools and everything.
Yeah, schools. Yeah. He does a lot for Newcastle Animal Rescue as well, which is just so cute. And there are a few other awards last night. Dominic Young won a couple.
Shining Armour.
Yeah, and the Gladiator of the Year as well.
Interesting.
Player's Player was David Clemmer. The Rookie of the Year was Leo Thompson. There are a few other awards as well. We'll pop them all up on our website.
Did Ponga get anything?
No.
Oh, well, then again, he wasn't on the field much. Let's
Well, yeah, exactly. You got to play the game to get the award.
You got
to
be in it. Oh, and he just wasn't this year.
Yes.
Well.
You got to play to get the awards.
Yeah.
That's just a quote you can take to the bank from Jess.
Yeah, go on your Ponga.
Now, there's been, they've kicked off an investigation about this shooting, right?
Yeah, so this happened at Hamilton South. A 57-year-old was shot dead basically at his front door in a unit on Fowler Street a couple of nights ago. So police established Strike Force Altaringa to investigate this one. They're yet to find whoever was responsible. I checked in this morning. They still haven't found anyone, arrested anyone. Police ask anyone who may have seen or heard anything or have dash cam footage from the surrounding streets to come forward with that if they can. Apparently there was one other person in the unit at the time of the shooting, and they've been helping police with their investigations.
Well, a friend of mine lives two streets away and she said she heard it.
Oh.
And she's like, it's one of the most terrifying things I've ever heard. I've never heard a gunshot before.
Eesh.
Yeah.
Jeez, that sounds...
Like, awful. I don't want to speculate, but obviously it was targeted because you don't just rock up to someone's house and shoot them.
Yeah, and that's certainly the line of inquiry that police are looking at, along with a whole lot of other lines of inquiry.
Yeah, obviously, they've got to do their job and let them do their job. But if you've got that dash cam footage at that time of the morning, help
please,
the police out.
Yeah, yes. God.
Get them sorted.
Let's test your knowledge and fill the tank.
But don't get one wrong. This is New FM's $10,000...
$10,000
tank toppers.
I said to the bosses yesterday, Creevo, you know when you go to a servo, they've got the big signs out the front saying what the fuel is costing. They needed one of those signs to say how much fuel we've given away.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Because
already, you know,
already
who knows how much.
Thousands of dollars worth of fuel. We have $10,000 all up worth of $50 fuel cards that are just begging to go into your car.
That's right. They're going,
they want to come home with you.
they're
giving you those puppy dog eyes going, like, please, mister.
Oh, you are a dirty fuel card, aren't you?
I want to fill your tank up with fuel, please.
I want to pump your tank,
exactly.
Do you?
Exactly. $10,000 tank toppers. We're playing at 8 o'clock this morning and then right across your workday. I've already tested you, Creevo, on today's questions. You did really well. You got our 2 out of 3.
66% of the questions.
Yeah.
Which isn't bad.
Now, I feel really bad because this week, during our show in particular, we've given away nothing.
Oh, God.
But to be fair, the questions have been quite easy, but I think that's what's thrown people is because they've been too easy and they're thinking, oh, that should have been harder.
It can't be that easy, yeah.
No, like what do we have? The King of Pop?
Yeah, that's right.
Someone said Elvis Presley. No.
Also, the timer, like, the bit of pressure throws people off.
The timer always throws people off. It's just, it's one of those things. Let's have a look and see if I can find the timer here. Because
good luck
to you. I'm
going to
ask you a random question. Right. What is 7 times 7, Creevo?
49.
Oh, okay. Well, wait for the time.
I'm ready to go. I told you I'm having a good day.
I need to find a question that you won't actually get.
It's Thursday, Meg.
Yeah.
God, I love a
Thursday.
You're
close to the weekend.
Yeah.
But the thing is, though, this...
pressure.
...is stressful. And then you're thinking about it, and then this happens.
And you're out.
And
suddenly all your dreams of having free petrol have gone down the drain.
Yesterday, I think it was Karen, I think it was. Mm. She answered on the buzzer and we couldn't hear her answer, so therefore...
Yeah, you get nothing.
So
we're
make
very
sure
strict
you answer the question within the 5 seconds and then potentially gamble it for up to $150 worth of fuel.
Good luck today, guys. And all across the day, of course, a chance to win free petrol.
If you don't want to wait till then, though, from 6, we're playing 5 in 10 for a $50 fuel card.
Oh, that we are too.
Yeah, so the fuel cards are going off early today.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And all it takes is for you to name 5 things in 10 seconds.
And on air right across Newcastle and Hunter.
I think we worked together for 3 months before I gave you my phone number.
And that was an extraordinary moment.
It was an
moment.
Experience, yeah. Right?
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Creevo. Only on Newcastle's New FM.
Meg, have you ever heard of the company Jizzy Jewelry?
Jizzy Jewelry?
No. New company.
Yeah.
This lady, her name is Amanda Booth. Right?
Okay.
And she makes what she calls Jizzy Jewelry.
Oh, she's an entrepreneur, is what you're telling me.
Oh, yeah. She makes this custom jewelry, and it's, let's just say, and we'll talk more about it in just a minute, but let's just say it brings a whole new meaning to pearl necklace.
Oh, God. Honey, what are you doing? There's not a market for this, surely.
All right, we'll talk about
it more in
just a minute.
All right.
Megan Creevo.
The Novos.
All right, so Amanda Booth owns this Canadian jewellery company.
Yeah.
Which, like, gives a new meaning to the pearl necklace.
Mm.
So she has created this Jizzy Jewellery.
Okay, right? You know what? I know where this is going. And there's surely
where's
not a
this
market.
Going?
This is going to... a place where I don't want it to go. Yeah, that's where it's going.
So, it's custom-made accessories crafted from men's semen. Was that where you thought it was going?
Yes, that's exactly where I thought it was going. And this is not a thing. And no one's going to wear this shit. Seriously.
Well, apparently, it's a big deal. So, she creates jewellery pieces, from unconventional materials and mediums, including, and this is straight from the story, hair and pet fur, to breast milk.
Okay, hair, pet fur, I can understand.
Even that's a bit bizarre, a bit really.
Don't get me wrong, it's a bit weird. Like, even Machine Gun Kelly having necklaces made out of blood or something. Like, weird, but I understand it. The other substances she's making stuff out of, not so much.
Apparently, the concept for Jizzy Jewelry was conceived...
Of course it was conceived.
Interesting use of the word. After another, another person on her social media asked if she'd ever thought about incorporating man juice into her creations.
So what happens? Do people send her, a vial of man juice and then she incorporates it into a piece of jewellery?
It's exactly what happens. They send through... They send through in the post, which you can do in Canada, but I don't think you can do it here in Australia or other places.
It's probably one of those banned materials that you can't send through.
Weird rules, right? Weird rules that happen, or weird the reason that she can do it. Anyway, you send through a vial, as you said, of your material, and then she dries it down to a powder and turns it into a pearl.
Look. Look, you know what, fellas? I know diamonds are expensive. Don't replace a diamond with this, is all I'm going to say.
Oh, wow. All I can say...
Oh, mate, if I had a boyfriend who gave me a piece of jewellery made out of his juices, mate, nah. Yeah,
you'd absolutely love it.
I love a bit of jewellery. But first thing, I don't like to wear pearls, so okay. there's that.
Yeah.
Second of all, I don't want that on my body.
And you know what's also been fun is having a look at some of the customer testimonials.
Of course.
So here's one
please,
here.
Please read. Please read.
The process, for lack of a better words, was fun, Jizzy Jewelry customer Krizima has written. I can tell you, we have a lot of sex already, but when you're trying to make your significant other put some semen into something and to send off to be sculpted, that's a whole nother level of sex. And intimacy, is it though? Here, do you?
What are people doing?
Squirt that in this cup, would ya?
Oh, look, I'm all for people doing what they want to do with their substances, but seriously, jewelry should not be one of them.
Oh, come on, Meg, it's a young woman who's being entrepreneurial. Yeah, you're better than that. You got to support other women.
Yeah, you know what? I'd have one made out of bird feathers for sure. I'm not. There is no man in the... You know what? My ultimate goal in life is to marry Dean Lewis. If Dean Lewis turned around and said, here you go, Meg, here's a necklace.
Here's a pearl necklace.
A pearl necklace. I'd go, you can keep it and see you later.
So you're saying you've never worn a pearl necklace?
No, I've never.
Fair enough.
Never. I don't like pearls.
Okay.
Not my thing. Speaking of buying brand new things, have you been into Coles recently?
Nah.
Oh, they've decided to try and imitate Aldi.
Oh.
And it looks really strange, and I'm not for it.
All right.
I'm in a negative mood this morning, and everyone is copying it.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
Now, I've got a feeling you're more of a Woolies kind of guy, Crevo.
Yeah, normally, but it's just like convenience. It's a close one for us.
It is. But having said that, though, when it comes to things, we do live next door to each other, Coles is on our side of the road.
I guess you could say. It's just further away, though.
And I do love that particular Coles. It is very roomy, very spacious. But I noticed in a different Coles at, I think it was at Katara not too long ago, they've introduced something that I thought was a little bit strange.
Mm.
Because Aldi have been doing this for years. What do you go to Aldi for?
Well, you go in to buy a loaf of bread and a potato and you come out with a hacksaw and one of those benches that go in an outdoor area.
Now, the only time I know that you've ever been to Aldi is for a special buy to buy, what was it, a dryer?
I got the dryer, yeah.
You love a special buy. Coles have introduced the Best Buy.
Oh, no.
And what it is a table in the middle of the Coles supermarket filled with random crap. I'm talking tents, as you said, a hacksaw. What's in this one? A barbecue. There's some gym bags. A picnic blanket.
I just don't trust they do a good job of it. That's my concern.
Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a photo, Crevo, because this... you're going to see what I mean when I say it looks identical to how Aldi set up their centre aisle.
Oh, they've actually just done it exactly the same.
It looks exactly the same.
You know what the only difference is?
It has Coles written on it. Yeah. That's legit it.
It's pretty much it. But it does have, like, it's a little more order to it.
Yeah.
The Aldi's a bit more chaotic. Aldi feels like a swap meet. Yeah. Let's face it.
But the thing is, it's only three by two. So you've got three lengthwise, two across, and then they've got a rack at the top. I don't think Aldi has the rack at the top.
No, they haven't done two levels.
But the thing is as well, like I know Coles is known for their bright yellow stickers. Aldi has them as well. So it looks even more like an Aldi special buys
thing. Here's the thing. Do you think it will work? For them.
No. Because Coles brought in, this was many years ago when I worked there, they had the mixed clothing range. And they had a whole section in there of just clothing. Guess what? They're all gone now.
Yeah, because nobody goes into Coles and thinks, God, I'd love a beautiful jacket.
No. They were very basic clothing, like skivvies, like maybe some jumpers, things like that. And they lasted for a couple of years. After I left Coles.
So it's still there.
And then I went to my local, not the local one, the Toronto one where I used to work back in the day.
All gone. Yeah.
They've moved it all on.
Nah, they'll give this a go.
Go figure where the special buys thing is now.
They'll give it a go, and I don't think it'll work. The reason it works with Aldi is because they've spent years, decades even. Yeah. Working out all the suppliers.
They've built the hype of the special buy. Mm. It's in all their advertising. Yeah. It's in all their promotional material. The thing is, I don't think Coles is going to get anything high value enough to tempt someone in. And people go to Coles for the sake of going to Coles anyway. Aldi, literally, you go in for the special buy and you come out with some bread
as well. Yeah, I don't know. I think you're right. It's not going to work. No. That's my prediction. I'm putting my stake in the ground and saying that.
I will double check our local Coles. And if they've got it, I'll check it out and give it a review.
All right.
So I've never actually bothered to look what's in there because I don't really care because it's not Aldi.
Yeah, true.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Primo.
How much I really like barbecuing. Pork, chicken, toast.
Backtrack.
Yes.
Did you say toast?
Yeah, no, I'm just cooking everything.
The No-Hos. Local ads. New FM.
Yeah, it is Are You Okay Day today. Make sure you do ask the people in your life, are you okay? Listen to the response. If you're not okay, there's help out there.
That's right.
13 11 14 for Lifeline.
Plenty of people care about you and want to listen.
Including us.
Absolutely right. Yeah. Good morning, Tyler.
Hello.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm tired, but I'm good.
Yeah, tired but good. That seems to be the general consensus today.
There's a little bit of that going on.
Yeah. You haven't got a cough, do you? Because Jess has got one, I've got one. It's not COVID.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I do not.
Never.
Ooh, nasty.
You know what?
Stay the heck away.
I was going to say, you jump into this studio after we're done, so you might just need to get some Glen 20 onto this microphone.
Yes, absolutely. Can you please disinfect everything you touch, both
yes,
of you?
Yes, no drama. Primo's fine.
I'm fine.
He's fine. Yeah. This cough came on last night, and I was a little bit late this morning because I had to do a rat. I'm like, oh, dear.
Better check. Always
gotta
better
check.
Gotta check
these things. But totally the other thing we're going to do on the other side of these is 5 in 10, Primo.
That's right. If you would like to win a free petrol voucher, this is your chance.
$50 worth of fuel.
13 10 09. If you would like to win $50 worth of fuel, all you have to do is name 5 things in 10 seconds.
Yeah, from the category and the topic that we give you. It's so easy. Smashed it yesterday.
Yeah.
First caller through, got it.
That's right. Why don't you be the first caller through?
I think you should be. Like, it's very easy to do. 13 10 09. Why wouldn't you? For a Thursday morning, $50 worth of free fuel in your tank on us.
That's right. Let's make this happen. We'll play 5 in 10.
The Novos. Megan Crevo. 5 in 10. New FM.
Yeah, very easy. All you have to do is name 5 things from the topic and category we give you.
Yeah, a couple of lines open, by the way. 13, 10 and 9 if you do want to play.
Yeah, that's right. Because if the first person doesn't get it, we move to the next one.
Yeah, let's...
$50 worth of fuel up for grabs.
Let's spin the wheel. I'm being impatient today. I want to get into this. I want to give someone some fuel.
Slow down, man.
No!
Slow down.
All right, what did we land on?
It has landed on transport.
Ah, interesting. So that means that we are going to go to the phones and we are going to meet Crystal in Adamstown. Hey, Crystal.
Hi, how are you?
You're doing really well. Transport, is that your thing?
We'll see.
We'll see.
Crystal, have you ever been on any transport before?
I have.
Oh, you'll be fine.
Yeah, well, you should nail this, hopefully. Hey, your first topic for the category of transport is things with four wheels. You've got 10 seconds to name five things with four wheels. Your time starts now.
Bus, car.
Come on, Crystal.
No. You could have had lawnmower, you could have had skateboard, you could have had shopping trolley.
Yeah, true.
All these heaps of stuff.
Well, when was the last time you transported somebody on a shopping trolley? I have done it.
Of course you have. Everyone's done it. Big night out somewhere.
Coles on King Street, Newcastle.
Yeah, that was your spot, was it?
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
Go to Jane in Mount Hutton. Hey, Jane.
Hey.
Hey, you ready to go?
I am.
Okay, Krivo, what is Jane's topic?
Your topic is railway stations.
Okay, you've got 10 seconds to name five railway stations. Your time starts now.
Broadmeadow. Oh, gosh. Fassie Fern, Central, Hornsby, Strathfield.
Yeah, you got
it. How good is that? $50 fuel card coming your way.
Thank you.
No public transport for you, my friend.
No, not at all, because you got your own petrol for free.
Yeah. Hey, up next, Krivo, speaking of public transport, or transport in general, really, it doesn't have wheels. Well, it actually does.
Of course
planes,
it does.
Planes do have wheels, but you don't rely on them as much while it's in the air. There is a new plane or a jet that is being announced by an airline in Singapore that, taking off from Changi Airport.
Yeah.
With a bit of a theme.
Oh, this
I love
is fun.
A themed plane. I don't know why. I find it very interesting. Like Iron Maiden. When they've got their own plane that's got the Iron Maiden logos all over it, this is taking things to the next level.
Okay, next level. Don't mind that.
If you love old school cartoons, this could be your thing.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. All right.
Details on the other side of this.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
If you love old school cartoons, and when I say cartoons, in particular what I mean is this. Anyone who woke up at 6:30 in the morning to watch Cheese TV knows what I'm talking about. Pokemon. Now, I never really got into Pokemon, but I know all the words of this theme, right?
Jeez.
What's happened is there is a race at the moment to book tickets on this plane for Singapore's Changi Airport. It is a Pokemon-themed jet.
Wow. Okay. Right? If you're a big fan, this is awesome, right?
So they've dubbed it the Pikachu jet. So it's okay. it's got like pictures of Pikachu all at the front of this jet, right? But everything on the jet is themed Pokemon.
Right.
So the meals, everything, all the seats have Pokeballs on them. And then every seat also has a character from Pokemon to define said seat, because there's hundreds upon hundreds of Pokemon.
Yeah, well, that's the... What was it? Gotta catch them all.
Gotta catch them all. Yeah, exactly. Good timing, my friend.
I know.
So everything is themed for Pokemon. I'm having a look at this, and you know what? If you are obsessed with Pokemon, this is your dream. So I know a lot of people who love Pokemon.
I'm guessing, is it just like a one flight thing, or is this now
just
an airline?
It's set to take off tomorrow, actually. It's available to book this month and October. So it's only a limited edition type thing.
But you could still go do it if you're mad for Pokemon.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, if you are the ultimate Pokemon fanatic, this is for you. So also, once you finish it on the flight, you can buy merchandise for the flight, including a hat, pillow, and lanyard.
Oh, jeez, do you want to be friends with someone with a Pokemon lanyard from the special
trip?
You
know what?
I'll be right, thanks.
You know what? If this is your thing, I'm not going to judge. Because, like, you know, I want to go on a Sex and the City tour. If there was a Sex and the City plane, I'd be the first on there.
How much would you pay for that, Meg?
Well, I was looking at staying at Carrie Bradshaw's apartment while I'm in New York.
Oh, yeah.
Later.
And what's, how much is that? $200 or something?
They had it as a special thing a couple of years ago, and it was $23. To stay there on Airbnb.
How come that was so... It was a special one thing.
It's not available anymore, unfortunately.
You can only go there in the middle of the night on a Wednesday.
Pretty much. But these Pokemon things, so all the meals are themed as Pokemon. They come on Pokemon serving trays, Pokemon cups, Pokemon packaging, Pokemon absolutely bloody everything.
Oh, my God. People and their money are easily parted sometimes.
But
that's all I'll say.
If this has been something you've been obsessed with for so long...
Yeah, the ultimate
dream.
I
totally get it. So I wasn't into Pokemon as a teenager. temperature because, like, a lot of people would get up first thing in the morning and turn the TV on. Our family was more radio, so we would have the radio on instead. But so many people I knew were obsessed with this Digimon, Dragon Ball Z. Pokemon's clearly the superior one.
I guess so, but I'll have none of it.
You're not going on the plane?
No,
God, not getting new tickets for Christmas?
No, thank you.
All right.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crivo.
How much I really like barbecuing. Pork, chicken, toast.
Backtrack.
Yes.
Did you say toast?
Yeah, I'm just cooking everything.
The Novos. Local ads.
Oh, Jim. Jess, we've got to talk about this fast rail for a second.
Mm.
Are they wheeling that old thing out again?
That old chestnut.
If I ever see fast rail built in the next 5 years between here and Canberra, and I mean any stretch of it, I will eat a lock of my own hair.
That's very optimistic.
Because it's just never going to happen. Like, they wheel this thing out.
Train for Newcastle.
I've had this great idea, guys. We're going to be able to fast train. Yeah, no, you're not, because you just haven't done it.
You know what? They just stuff the fast train. They just need one from Maitland to Sydney. So you don't have to come all the way into Hamilton first, then go all the way to Sydney.
I mean, I know Maitland's a big hub.
Focus on that first, guys.
It's just not going to happen.
No,
they've
never.
Been trying to do it for like 80 years, and it won't because they just can't do it. Anyway, that's just my little rant.
He's got to jump off his high horse now.
Rant
and get back
over.
Into it.
Yeah. Yeah, let's get back into it. So let's talk about this bridge that they built over in the Congo.
Oh, yes.
Right. So they built this brand new bridge, and they're getting ready to open it. Everyone's standing there ready to, you know, when you open a new bridge, you cut a ribbon and all walk across. Right?
Yeah.
So they're standing there ready to do the cut and they're getting ready to walk. Everyone's standing at the edge of the bridge and it collapses.
Oh.
Brand new bridge falls straight down into the ravine.
Dodgy council workers by the sound of things here.
Well, I mean, but think about this for a second, Meg.
Mm.
If that had just been a minute or two later.
Yeah.
When everyone was walking across the bridge. That would all, like, who knows what injuries, death, etc.
Some higher power is looking out for a bunch of people in the Congo.
Jeez, that was close.
Mm.
And that's what we're doing now. 13-10-09, maybe you saw it on the work site. Maybe you saw it, you know, at work or whatever you're up to. We're after those near misses.
Okay.
Near miss situations. Maybe you almost died.
Yeah.
Or you almost got badly injured.
Yeah.
Like tools and stuff, bits flying off them, breaking, saws, etc. The best callers on air today, a $75 voucher for Lone Star Rib and Brews.
How good is that?
$75 to spend at Lone Star, yes please.
Yeah.
13-10-09. Jeez, that was close.
Yeah.
Megan Crivo.
The
Novos.
And we're after your near misses on the job site. So stuff that's fallen down, saws that have swung out of control, that sort of thing. After these blokes had just finished building a bridge in the Congo.
Brand new bridge.
Brand new. Yep, that's all been ticked off. We've done all the paperwork. She's ready to go. They have the ribbon cutting ceremony. They're all about to walk across it and it collapses right in front of them.
Could you imagine being the engineer behind this?
Have you ticked everything off and done all the plans and all that?
Yeah.
It's all sorted.
It's all good, mate. It's all good, mate.
Apparently not.
No. Hey, when I was working at in Glendale at Daiso when it first opened, we were responsible for setting the store up. And anytime there were new displays, we had to put them in place. And they sold a lot of, like, glassware and plates and all that kind of stuff. And someone had put the shelf in, and they haven't put it in correctly. And what they've done is they've stacked up, like, all across the thing, about 7 or 8 high of these porcelain plates. What they've done, though, they haven't clicked the rack in correctly.
Shoot.
To the point of if a customer walked past and took a plate off, the whole thing was going to just collapse and shatter all over them.
Oh, my God.
Luckily, one of the young fellas who wasn't even a manager, goes, that's not secured correctly, so we had to take all the plates off and re-secure it. But if a customer had walked in that day and taken a plate, it would have shattered all over them.
Wow. So lucky. And near misses, it can just happen.
Yeah.
I remember my dad told me this story. He was on a job site and they were cutting up this, like, It's like rustic timber for these big benches. So they were sort of like partly log looking, like raw edge, they call it. So one side looks like a log, the other side they're cutting smooth.
Is that the live edge? Is
that something like that. Yeah, anyway, they're making these benches. And they, of course, when it's big logs like that, you use a chainsaw.
Of course.
And one of the young guys on the site cut through the log with the chainsaw, and the chainsaw just sort of kept going, and it basically cut the side of his work boot. luckily steel toes and luckily like a thick leather boot, and it just damaged, it like messed up his boot, but it missed his foot.
Mate, this is why you don't wear joggers on a work site.
Absolutely,
no.
Right.
Oh, well, you know,
and
what,
you be careful with chainsaws.
Yes, he could have lost a foot, a couple of toes.
Any of that was so close to happening that day. They all just sat down and took 10 minutes after that.
And just said, we're just going to have a little bit of a break and de-stress.
Time for a break and just let all that adrenaline fade away. Because, it hits you when it hits you.
It does. Well, that's the thing. Like, I know with the plates at the shop, but it was just one of those things where, holy crap, if a customer came in, that would have fallen on them.
Yeah.
And then, it would have been a lawsuit.
Well, that's just the rest of your day changed, isn't
it? Yeah, pretty much. Medical and paperwork and, all that kind of crap.
Ambulances,
no, thank you.
None of that.
Hey, what's the goss up next with producer Tyler?
Kim Kardashian has gone and broken the internet again with a big old booty.
Yeah, I've seen these photos.
Very haven't.
Oh, haven't you?
No.
Oh, I reckon Tyler's going to give you a link to these photos on the
other side of the
internet.
All right, well,
can do. All right, details on the other side of the
internet.
The Novos. If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
All right, Kim Kardashian breaking the internet. What happened here?
I'm going to send you the photo, Crevo, so
standing
you
by.
Swoon over the booty. She's currently on the cover.
You're a booty man, aren't you?
Yeah, sure.
You like the booty.
Oh, it's interesting. She's like very different.
Yeah, I don't like the blonde out eyebrows. I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
She
I don't
looks
know.
Like she doesn't have any eyebrows.
No, she's bleached her
brows. It's a bit of that look.
It makes her look like an alien, don't you think?
A little bit.
So, she's currently on the cover of Interview Mag for its American Dream issue. So, fittingly, she chucked on a jock strap and stood in front of the American flag.
Has she got did she get a Brazilian butt lift and did she get them taken out? I think that's what happened.
Well, she's, I don't know, because her bum's still big.
Like, yeah.
It's still big.
But apparently big bums are not in anymore. Which I'm very disappointed about.
I don't know.
Still in.
Yeah,
if
good.
She's getting her bum out on the cover of a magazine and it's still that big, big bums are still in.
Do you reckon, like, inquiries to surgeons for BBLs went up after these photos went out?
No, there's been studies done on that.
There's
and it's
no
100% true
it.
That the Kardashians actually influenced a whole trend of the big booty.
Wow.
It's like...
It's a thing.
It definitely is. And I think that they've... And for a lot of people before that, because it was all about the small butts, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then I think...
Then MC Hammer, Sir Mix-a-Lot.
That's right.
I like big butts and I cannot lie.
Do you think that particular song changed it?
I reckon it did. Back in the 90s, for sure.
People start thinking about it differently.
It's just so unhealthy to go from one trend to another and change your body to match it, right?
Yeah, that is unhealthy.
That's what you shouldn't do.
You shouldn't be chasing unrealistic... You know,
expectations
of beauty.
Yeah,
but if you already have a big butt, you know what I do. I'm
embrace
lucky.
It.
I got mine the old-fashioned way with carbs. Fantastic. I don't know how she got hers, but mine was through carbs.
A whole lot of money, baby.
Yeah,
surgery.
Exactly. Well,
surgery.
Thank you very much, Tyler.
105.3.
And on air, right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
I think we worked together for 3 months before I gave you my phone number.
And that was an extraordinary moment.
It was an experience,
yeah.
Right?
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's New FM.
I'm trigger happy today. Sorry, Jess.
Very trigger happy.
Jess is still doing her news.
To be fair, normally by this stage of the morning, I've had maybe half a cup of tea. I've had two. So this is why I'm trigger happy. My bad. Hey, up next on 13:10:09. What are you superstitious about? Because we're talking to producer Tyler. Her partner is looking for this coin, this iconic coin, to make his decisions for him. I find this baffling. Explain what he does.
He must always have a coin on him in case he's faced with a difficult decision that he cannot make on his own, so he puts it to the lucky coin.
I like this. I've got plenty of these things. I have a three-legged toad, like a gold one.
What?
That sits on top of my fridge that points towards the door. It has to have a Chinese coin in its mouth. It brings money into the house. If the coin is not in its mouth, like on the floor or something... I am without money.
What?
Yeah. And it's actually legit.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
You might have the frog and the coin, but it doesn't do anything.
It brings so much luck into my life.
I believe in science.
No, you should believe in superstitions. Superstitions is what we're talking about next. 13, 10 and 9. The crazier the better, my friend. We've got a $75 voucher up for grabs to Lone Star, which is really cool as well.
All right.
Best callers on air are going to draw for that.
So maybe it's you or maybe it's someone you know.
Yes.
Like maybe you're like me and you think they're all a bunch of wackadoo.
Yeah.
And you want to dob someone in that has one of these crazy superstitions.
All right. We'll take your calls.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
Talking on 13 Centre 9, what are you superstitious about? So I've got a thing at the moment. Well, it's not even a thing at the moment. Our family's done it for years. I have to have a three-legged toad that faces the front door.
What?
With a coin in its mouth to bring wealth into my house. Tyler, your mum is adamant about a few things. She called her yesterday to get some of these. The first one I definitely agree with.
Well, it's no new shoes, no shoes on a bench, on a bed. Oh, on a bed's all right, but yeah, on a bench.
No new shoes on a bench or a table, 100%.
She texted me again yesterday and said, I forgot one. She said, don't toast with water. It's bad luck.
Interesting. Didn't know that.
I've heard of that, and I just think it's all a bit mad.
Now, I was just telling you about the three-legged toad. Now, Keith hit us up on Instagram, and he's like, Meg, the three-toed frog is not meant to point at the front door. If it faces the front door, the money is going out the door. I have one. It is now pointed 90-degree angle from the front door. My savings have increased. It's so funny, though, because mine's always faced the front door, and I've had good luck.
Maybe you should change it and see what happens.
Interesting.
Turn at 90 degrees.
Yeah.
Another one that I learnt from Mum yesterday was that she said, if you've got an itchy nose, you're going to get in a fight.
Yes, I've not. Yeah, that one. Yeah,
what?
For sure.
I didn't know that one.
For sure.
You know, if you've got an itchy nose, it means you need to blow your nose.
No, for me as well, if you give someone a purse or a wallet, it has to have money in it.
Yes, if you gift it to them, it must have money in it.
It has to have something, even if it's a 5-cent coin.
You're already giving them a gift.
Yes, I know, but it has to have money in it, otherwise it's bad luck.
I'm sorry. These are all a bunch of baloney.
If I ever buy you a wallet, Crevo, it's going to have like 5 cents stuffed in there somewhere and you won't find it.
Okay. But if you've got a frog statue that you so claim is making you rich.
I pat the frog on the way out the door too. Good frog.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, God, I wouldn't do that.
He's working hard for my money.
Oh, my God. None of this is reality. It's a bunch of baloney.
Honestly, when I spoke to Mum yesterday, she rattled off like 5 minutes worth of superstitions. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, we've got another one from her as well about travel.
Well, it's no new shoes. No shoes on a bench.
Oops, no, that's the shoe one again.
I've obviously done the shoe one again. But she was saying that if you've got itchy feet, you're going to travel.
Yeah, it means you want to get on. You need to be on the go. You need to be moving.
If you've got itchy feet, it means you've got tinea. Go and get. go to the chemist and get the proper cream.
There's a cream for that.
Another one she said too was that. I think I asked her about getting shat on by a bird, and she said no. It's meant to be good luck, but she said it just means more washing for her.
I've got plenty of birds. It's not good luck. Don't worry about that. I've had it happen to me on many occasions.
It just means you have to wash your clothes. That's right. Hey, today is, of course, Are You Okay Day?
Yes.
And next we are chatting to Lachie McTackett. He's
beautiful guy.
Absolute gem of a human being and an ambassador for this great organisation. We're just going to have a bit of a chat about what's happening today and what you need to be asking and talking to or with your friends about.
Yeah, all right. Chatting to Lachie McTackett on the other side of the...
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
Of course it is Are You Okay Day today.
Yeah, and a very important day in the calendar for us.
It's an important message to get out there, to look out for your friends, your family, your co-workers, people that are in your life, and just ask them that question. Because there's a lot of people just living in the suburbs who are having a hard time.
The big thing is, if you're going to ask the question, make sure you listen to the response. Don't just throw it out there. Listen to what they have to say.
A great message, and we're going to chat now to an ambassador for this fantastic organisation and a man that we have had the pleasure of working with over the last few years, Lachie McTackett. Welcome to the show. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Oh, the pleasure is all ours. First of all, got to ask the question, Lachie, are you okay?
I'm great, guys. How are you?
You know
doing
what?
Very
doing
well.
Good today. Couple of cups doing of tea good? And we're good. We're good. How's things going? This day for you in particular would be massive, right?
Yeah, well, this day is sort of like me and my mate's joke. It's a bit like my birthday. We're going to do a bit of a... just because it's something I'm so passionate about, obviously. It's really nice to see sort of the local community and just sort of workplaces and everyone gets around it pretty hard, which is really important, I think.
Now, of course, we did the ball earlier in the year and you were instrumental in setting that up and making it all happen. Got to ask the question because I don't quite remember. How much was raised from that event?
So we raised $50,000 on the dot.
Oh, isn't
how
that
good is this?
An unbelievable effort from the people of, you know, our region to really get behind mental health?
And a lot of that money went back into the Newcastle community, yeah?
Yeah, so half of it went directly to Are You Okay? And the other half went to Lifeline Direct, which is Lifeline's Hunter Region office. And so that'll go directly into funding those calls, funding the psychology services that they offer. Just putting it back into Newcastle, which is great.
Now, every year there's like a bit of a theme or a slight alteration in message. What are we talking about this year?
So this year it's Are They Okay? No Qualifications Needed. And sort of the premise behind it is surveys show that 4 out of 10 people think that they need to be an expert to ask, are you okay? Mm. And that's just not the case at all. So I think the more people we can sort of inform that you don't need to have all the answers, you don't need to be an expert, more conversations that'll be started and the more people we can help.
Well, the more people who ask the question and then they realise, okay, I'm not okay, they're more likely to go and get that professional help they might need. The simple question could trigger that in the long run, which is
exactly
what we might need.
Like, I know myself, like a lot of the times you don't realise that you're maybe not doing okay until you ask that question and you sort of really think about it.
How can people get involved with Are You Okay Day aside from asking the question, are you okay?
So Are You Okay has a bunch of resources on their website that you could utilise in your everyday life. Otherwise, you can... I think they're obviously shut now, but you can earlier in the year request an ambassador to come and speak to your workplace, community centre, whatever it may be. I know my workplace is putting out, the little Kit Kats with the Are You Okay?
Yes, I've seen them around, which is great. Good to see big companies get on board with this.
Yeah, little things like that can just spark the conversation, and it doesn't need just today. It can be year-round, and that's what it's all about.
Well, we appreciate everything that you're doing with the foundation. It's fantastic. Are You Okay Day today? Thank you, Lachie McTackett, and hopefully it's successful today. We're getting the question asked.
Yeah, that's right. Building that awareness and making it happen. Thanks so much. You're an absolute gentleman, Lachie.
Thanks for having me, guys. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Thank you so much. Remember, ask the question. If you do need help, Lifeline is available 24/7, 13, 11, 14, if you do need help.
Yeah, and there's a lot of great online resources as well.
Yeah, areyouokay.org.
Yeah, if you're thinking...
Not AU, by the way,
If you're thinking, oh, God, the phone call's a bit intimidating, you can always just jump online. There's, like, chat services and stuff, which are just awesome.
They are fantastic. Get around it today. Are You Okay Day, all day on UFM.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
Different situation.
What was that situation?
Can't remember.
Exactly. It wasn't that important.
Help to know those. Local as UFM.
I got to say, Jess, what a drilling story that was.
Oh, yeah.
Banned from every Bunnings in New South Wales.
Yes. What you get when you shove a drill down your pants?
Oh. It's not an ideal place for it. Can I just put that out there?
Is that a drill in your pants?
Oh, you're happy to see me. Oh, my God. Citizen's arrest. That doesn't happen very often.
No, I've heard of a few of them lately, though.
I remember the guy who went on, I think it was on a rampage in Melbourne, and the guy stopped him with a milk crate. That's my favourite. That's my favourite one. Don't steal stuff from Bunnings. Don't be that guy.
Yeah, don't be caught with a drill down your pants.
No, just don't. Hey, up next, Crevo, you are, for me, you're known for not sleeping decent amounts of time, basically.
What do you mean by this?
I like to have 8 hours sleep.
It 8 hours?
Rarely happens.
That's for children.
That's for children. But a new study's come out. If you sleep less than 6 hours a night, for men in particular, it's causing some issues.
What kind of issues?
I'll get into the details on the other side of this.
That's me every day.
Yeah, I know. And I'm going to let you know, you're going to be very scared.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
This one is just for you, Crevo, because I know you don't sleep enough, and it worries me.
Does it? Why does it worry
you? Because I have to work with you on a daily basis. You're driving home after not a good night's sleep. You often come in and go, oh, yeah, I didn't get to bed till 11 last night. I'm like, what the hell? We do a breakfast radio show where we start on air at 5.
Yeah,
what are you doing?
Well, I'm just enjoying life because I hear of some people that do shift work. They go to bed at 7 o'clock, say.
Yeah.
It's so much of life happens after that.
That's true, but at the same time, you do need to get a good night's sleep.
4 or 5 hours, plenty.
No. So if you're getting less than 6 hours sleep.
That's me. Yep.
This professor has come out and said, look, in that will age you by a decade.
A decade?
A decade. So how old are you now?
I'm 32, 33, can't remember.
No, you're
something
not
30. Like that.
No, you're like 30.
87, whatever that is.
35,
there we go.
35, so
I feel 32.
At the moment, because you don't average any more than 6 hours a night sleep.
So am I 45?
Apparently.
Wow.
So it'll age you in the terms of wellness, fertility, muscle strength, and sexual performance.
Oh, really?
Yes, because you were not getting more than 6 hours sleep.
I don't feel a day over 30. Like,
really?
Honestly, I feel young and ready to go.
It's recommended that the average adult gets 8 hours a night sleep. And he's saying,
8 hours? Who has the time?
You know what? I can if I have a decent nap throughout the day, I can maybe swing 6, but I'm cranky as hell.
Really?
Yes.
So how long do you, what time do you go to bed on average?
On average, around 9, 9:30.
Really?
And I'm up at 3:30. Oh, God, that's 6 hours. Luckily, this is only for men and not for women.
Yeah, you're fine. You're absolutely fine.
Because if I have any less than maybe 5 hours, you see it on my face, I've got dark circles. I've got, this morning I only had, 2 hours last night. I'm on my third cup of tea. It's not good.
It's not enough. Oh, well, workers and other men beware. Apparently, it ages you a decade. I feel fine.
It affects your testosterone, is what they're saying.
I don't know.
So if you're not having much luck in that area, up your sleep.
Be aware and sleep more.
Don't be alarmed.
Be alert. They're not alarmed.
Set an alarm that gets you 8 hours sleep.
Wow. Okay. What time would we have to go to bed to get 8 hours sleep?
You get up later than I do.
Yeah.
So I get up at 3:30. So I'd have to go to bed at 8:30.
Oh.
Every 7:30.
7:30.
7:30
every night. It's too early. It's not possible.
But we're out of here relatively early throughout the day. Yeah. We're out of here by 11:30 midday. So I can get around that. 7 hours to do what I need to do.
7:30, I'm only having dinner.
But, as I said, luckily, this doesn't affect women. This only affects men.
Okay,
because it's your testosterone levels that are going to cop it here.
Oh,
so,
God.
Don't worry about that.
Be warned, I guess, is the warning
I can get as many two-hour nights in as possible.
All right. Well, there's the warning. And now we move on to something else that happens at night. Because Tyler yesterday said, guys, I think we have ghosts in our new place.
Interesting.
So, of course, this needs to be unpacked.
All
it's
right.
FM radio. This is the sort of thing that we do.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
Oh, so apparently, Tyler, you've got ghosts in your new house. What's happening here?
I've written a list of weird encounters that I've had with this ghost in my house.
Let's go.
Everything that happens consistently, I just want you to know, consistently comes from the bathroom or the laundry, which are right next to each other.
Okay. So that's the haunted bit of the house, is it?
I think so, yeah. All maybe right. The ghost had a slip in the bathtub and they've never left. Anyway,
maybe.
Every time I walk through the front door when I get home from work or from the shops or whatever, there's a consistent double tap that comes from the laundry, like a little tap tap, welcome home.
Oh,
every single time.
At least they're greeting you.
Yeah,
I don't feel threatened
by this ghost.
Mm.
There's a sensor light on our neighbour's house that comes straight through our living area that flashes on and off constantly at the same time every night, and you can see it particularly coming from the bathroom as well.
Really?
Oh,
so that is
the bathroom area, okay.
So you've got audio and visual.
Yes, I've recorded it as well. There's this. I see things in the reflections of the mirrors in the bathroom that aren't there. So when I see it in the reflection, I turn around to look at it in real life. Gone, not there.
That's lack of sleep.
What have you seen in the reflection?
Like shadows.
Interesting.
Oh, okay.
I literally last night saw an arm floating in midair, a limb.
So, Meg,
what are you doing when you get home from work?
No, this was like what
are
I was getting ready for bed.
Meg, do you believe in ghosts?
Yes, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah. 100%.
Really?
Yeah.
Tyler, do you believe in ghosts?
Absolutely, I do.
Am I the only one that doesn't?
I think so. So, do you want to get rid of this ghost or are you happy with it chilling?
No, but there's one more thing that I want to tell you guys about that's really thrown me the last few nights.
Mm.
The last thing, it's thrown me so much. I've been standing in the bathroom getting ready for bed and sometimes Marcus is floating around in the kitchen close by and I'll have a conversation with him and we're talking about whatever. The last two nights, I have had full-blown conversations with Marcus, but Marcus isn't there. He's already wandered off to the bedroom. So who the heck is talking back?
Okay, quick question before we wrap this up. You said he is floating in the kitchen. Are you dating a ghost?
Possibly.
Could be.
Because we know that Kesha did that.
She did.
So it is possible, and we've never met Marcus before, so I think, therefore, you are dating a ghost.
Are you saying I've lost my mind?
I don't think you've lost your mind, but if you've got a ghost living there, at least charge them rent. Like, rent is expensive these days. If it's going to be living rent-free in your house, no.
I agree. But how? How am I going to charge them rent?
Put a lease out. And maybe they can pay in other ways.
Maybe I'll go home this
ghost
afternoon.
Currency might be a thing. Who knows?
And say, excuse me, Mr. Bathroom Man, you must start paying rent.
We might need to investigate this and get a ghost hunter out to Tyler's house.
Great idea.
We'll look into this a bit further.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Prevo.
Different situation.
What was that situation?
Can't remember.
Exactly. It wasn't that important.
Help the Novos. Local as New FM.
Yeah, we want to top your tank up. $10,000 tank toppers. We are playing next, Crevo. Your chance to win $150 worth of fuel. Very
free
easy.
Free petrol.
Three questions. All you got to do is answer them all correctly to win $150 worth of fuel. Get one wrong, you lose the lot. But you've got the option not to even to go to the third question if you get a couple right.
Yeah, that's right. You can just take the 100 or the 50 and run. It's up to you. Depends how much of a gambler you consider yourself.
Exactly. We are playing New FM's $10,000 tank toppers on the other side of these 13-10-09. If you want to play, we'll take a call.
Let's test your knowledge and fill the tank.
But don't get one wrong. This is New FM's $10,000.
$10,000 tank toppers.
Yeah, that's right. Your chance at heaps of free petrol right now. Mm. Heaps of it.
Three simple questions.
Stand between you and $150.
All losing a lot, but
yeah, that's right.
It's been a common theme this week.
Oh God, we've had a few people miss out. Should we meet our contestant?
We're going to Cherie. Hey, Cherie.
Hi, mate. How are you?
Oh, we're doing really well. How are you for a Thursday?
Oh, pretty good, thanks.
Yeah, you ready to win some fuel?
Oh, definitely.
Of course you are. We're going to give you 5 seconds to answer each of these questions. You can opt out of the next one if you would like to take the fuel and run. But the thing is, you've got to get the first question right to be able to do that.
That's right.
You ready to go, Cherie?
I'm ready.
All right, question number one from Quizmaster Crevo.
For $50 worth of fuel, Cherie. The Newcastle Knights' colours are what?
Red and blue.
Yeah, they are.
Okay. Yes, we've got a correct answer this morning. Beautiful. Do you want to risk it for $100 worth of fuel or take the 50 and run?
Why not risk it?
Oh, she's going for it.
Beautiful. I like this.
Okay.
Somebody brave.
Well, question two for Cherie.
For $100 worth of fuel, what famous meal did McDonald's introduce to their menu in 1968?
Oh, Big Mac meal?
That is correct.
That was a guess, wasn't it?
Yeah, pretty
Absolutely.
Much.
Absolutely. You know what? It got you $100 worth of fuel. Now, this is the tricky part. $100 worth of fuel, pretty damn good. For like 10 seconds work. Do you want to risk it for $150?
No, I think I'll take me 100 and run.
Yeah, you will.
All right, very good. Well done.
All right, we're going to ask you the question anyway, just in case. Crevo, what is it?
Okay, this could have been you. What famous ocean liner is named after an English queen?
The Queen Elizabeth?
No.
It's a QE2.
Yeah, you go. QE2. There you go. You did the right thing. Beautiful. $100 of fuel coming your way, Cherie.
No regrets.
Amazing. How good. That's how it's done.
Yeah.
That's how it's done, my friend. Going to play right across the workday with Tyler and Michael. $10,000 tank toppers.
That's all to play for. Next, though, we are doing What's the Goss with producer Tyler. What's on the way?
More on Kim Kardashian. She's just digging herself a big old hole over here, and you best believe I'm going to dig up all the dirt.
I was going to say, you can't stop talking about that booty, can you?
Kim Kardashian's hole. Talking about that next.
Hey, if I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the Goss?
I love reality TV.
Oh, what's the Goss time with producer Tyler? Kim Kardashian chat, what have you got for us?
Yeah, so we mentioned earlier that she's currently on the cover of Interview Magazine for its American Dream issue, and she's bleached her eyebrows and got a bum out, and she's breaking the internet. 2.0, basically.
It's that champagne photo all over again.
Yes.
It's a bit like that.
But also, I actually went to read the article, and remember when she said this?
I have the best advice for women in business. Get your f***ing ass up and work. It seems like nobody wants to work these days.
I read the article.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In the article, they ask her what her daily schedule looks like for the day, and this is what she said. Well, I woke up and I worked out, and then I dropped my kids off at day camp. I'm shooting a little content for my skincare range this morning, and I figured out how to do some voiceovers on Reels. Then I'm going to record an episode of my podcast. I'm doing a true crime podcast on Spotify. That's it. Fans were not impressed
work, Kim Kardashian.
By this at all. Someone has took to Reddit to say, so her work is what an average teenager does every day on social media. Even my days off work are more stressful than all that BS work she listed.
My days off, I do DoorDash. So like I work on my days off.
Right.
Yeah. I think... I think, look, the whole out-of-touch conversation, if it hasn't been had or you haven't had it, you know, there's definitely a huge element of that.
Right.
Because what she thinks is work and hard work is a very different definition, to someone who has to lift bricks all day.
Exactly. Yes,
exactly.
Or a cleaner or a nurse or a teacher.
Someone else said, what a relaxed schedule for someone who supposedly runs her own business and is a bloody billionaire.
Look, don't get me wrong, she's probably worked very hard in the past to get to where she is. I get that, but you can't tell me.
And she's not doing the same level as work.
No,
as
she's
a lot
not.
Of people
she's
do.
Not a nurse in a hospital during COVID pulling 15, 16 hour shifts. No. 7 days a week.
She's just recording a podcast. Also, since when did Kim Kardashian have a podcast?
Haven't listened to that. Probably won't.
I'd like to see her podcast editing skills. That'd
yes.
be interesting.
Mm. We could really put it to shame, couldn't we?
Yeah, probably.
I try.
Another celebrity kind of being laughed at the moment is Harry Styles. Obviously, he's the big star of the new...
Is this the spit thing again? Are people still going about this?
No, this is different, actually. Still Don't Worry, Darling related, but during an interview at Venice Film Festival, he was asked what he loves most about the film, and this is what he had to say.
Now, my favorite thing about the movie is, like, it feels like a movie. And it feels like a real, like, you know, go to the theater... film movie that you know you kind of the reason why you go.
Does someone need to fill Harry Styles in on how movies work?
Or how
what was he doing before this interview?
Have I fallen over and hit
was
my head?
Was there a cigarette involved?
You should see Chris Pine next to him, just sitting there being like, someone get me out of this. Someone help me out of here. Who is
it
this
feels
idiot
like
I'm
a
sitting next to?
This would be like us doing an interview right now going, this sounds like a radio show.
This is radio. This is music.
Like, you wouldn't believe it, but this sounds like a radio show.
He's just not an actor, is he? Like, no. He's so green. He's such a noob.
Stick to singing and, you know, and your excellent outfits.
Can you replay that? That's gold.
You know, my favorite thing about the movie is, like, it feels like a movie. It feels like a real, like, you know, go to the theater... film movie that you know you kind of the reason why you go
the reason why you go to a theater is to see a movie. Yes, what you did is considered a movie.
Funny that.
I've got no words.
No, you know what, next time I'm gonna go to the movies, order some popcorn, get a large Coke and say, you know what, I'm just gonna go and listen to the radio or listen to a podcast while I'm at the movies.
At the movies.
It smells like a movie.
I don't know why I find that so funny. It's just because he's obviously smoked something before.
Meg, you need to watch the video. You need to see Chris Pine's reaction
next time. I'm doing that in I'm doing that in the break. That is brilliant.
Am I sitting next to a real actor here? It doesn't feel like it.
You know what? That's my favourite bit of audio of 2022 so far.
You want to hear it one more time?
Yeah, I do.
You know, my favourite thing about the movie is, like, it feels like a movie. It feels like a real, like, go to the theatre.
Harry.
You kind of, the reason why you go.
I have this secondhand embarrassment. I feel cringy for him.
You know what? It's made my day. Take your embarrassment. I'm fine with it.
He's still hot though.
Oh, absolutely.
And on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
I think we worked together for 3 months before I gave you my phone number.
And that was an extraordinary moment.
It was an
moment.
Experience, yeah. Right?
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's new FM.
Straight after us, 105 minutes commercial free on the way with Tyler.
Let out some anger with this.
Yes. If you want to scream, you know, get stuff to your ex, Tyler's got what you need.
I got you covered, sis.
Yeah, you do.
Get your stank face on with this.
angry, angry woman she was in the 90s. Oh, my God.
Yeah, she was.
I would have also hated to have been an ex or a friend of hers because she'd just write an angry song about you in the
90s,
right?
Like Taylor Swift.
Yes, true. Yeah. Same thing.
Earlier version.
At least Taylor Swift wasn't that angry.
This guy coming to the country at the end of the year.
Cannot wait. I'm tossing up whether to go or not.
Oh, as if you're not going to go.
Oh, I love them.
I'm tossing up spending Christmas with my family or coming back home for this.
You know what? I'd come back home. I'd come back home.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sorry,
well,
Mum
and
Dad.
That's sorted.
Yeah.
That's
we'll go together. There you go. Solved.
This one's for you,
Done.
Meg.
Oh, my boys. Fallout Boy. I miss them. I've been, I have never seen these guys live.
Are they not a thing anymore?
No. Well, they, a couple of them have left.
Right.
And it's like two of them. It's kind of like Brendan Urie in Panic at the Disco, where it's just him. But I've had tickets to see these guys twice, and both times it's, something's gone
it's
wrong.
It's fallen over.
Is Pete Wentz still hot? Because he was hot back in the day.
Of course he is. And he's not married to Ashley Simpson anymore, even better.
True, I forgot about that.
Yeah, Newcastle's
single.
I don't think he's single, but he's not married to Ashley Simpson, at least. Newcastle's only block of ad-free music, 105 minutes commercial-free, on the way after 9 o'clock.
All right, Meg, we're changing things up here. So a debate going online at the moment, is it okay to drink the water coming out of your shower? Now, I saw this.
I find this interesting. There's a debate about
this. No, there is. It's a big, like, thing online. I saw this and I was like, yeah, of course. It's just water through a pipe, through a tap.
I don't like it. I don't like it. Because that area is quite wet, can get quite moldy.
No, but it's freshly coming out of the tap.
Yeah, but
water.
But the soap suds get onto the thing. No. I'm
on
very,
your shower.
I am strictly a bottled water kind of girl. Or it has to come out of a filter.
And that's the only way I'll drink
it. I'm a snob, because to be fair, the last time I've drunk water out of a tap, it's made me sick, so I just haven't done it.
13:10:09, drinking water out of the shower, right or wrong, is it okay? And of course, all of the best callers on air today in the draw for a $75 Lone Star voucher.
Ooh.
Get your beers and your ribs and all
no
that.
No drinking water out of the tap there is
delicious,
beer, my friend.
Delicious food, $75 worth. 13:10:09, is it okay to drink the water out of the shower straight out?
Yeah, we'll take it.
I reckon it's fine.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
All right, 13:10:09, drinking water straight out the shower, hot water, is that all right? This is the debate that's happening online.
The internet. I don't understand. It's not that big of a deal.
Well, thousands and thousands of people weighing in on this. And I was like, you know what? Let's find out for real, the real answer, by asking you.
Well, you think it's fine. I'm a bottled water kind of gal. I ain't drinking from the shower.
You think that's wrong and shouldn't be allowed?
There's just disgusting stuff on a shower.
Oh, you're wrong.
Have
it's
you
fine.
Seen those ads for CLR where they put the CLR on the shower?
Yeah, that's for people that never clean their shower.
Yeah, but look how gross it is.
Oh, no.
There you go. Point proven. Let's go to Danny in Cessnock. Hey, Danny.
Danny.
Hi, how are you today?
Hey, good. Drinking from the shower, yes or no?
It is just tap water. It will become so precious we can't drink water out of the tap anymore.
Yeah,
wow.
But it's a different,
thank you, Danny.
It's a different kind of tap.
Oh,
there's
no,
soap
it isn't.
Scum. There's all that kind of jazz.
How isn't that the same water that's coming out of every tap in your house?
Thank
yes,
you.
In my defence, the tap is different.
Don't turn Danny down.
Danny hung up on me.
Oh, did he? Because he's so smart, he knows
yes,
the right.
Yes, that's
what's
correct.
Right.
Teresa is in Abermain. Hey, Teresa.
Hi, how are you going?
Hello. Drinking from the shower tap, yes or no?
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
I am in the wrong here today, aren't I? Yeah. Oh, my God.
So far, 100...
Do you do this on a regular basis, having a cheeky sip?
Well, I actually brush my teeth in the shower, so...
That's different, though, I think.
No, it isn't. You're putting that straight in your mouth.
I'm not sculling it, but, I mean, obviously some water would go down there.
That is generally going to happen when you have a shower. I'm just talking about having a big old gulp.
It's fine. Nah. Everyone...
If I'm thirsty, yeah, I would, for
yes.
sure.
Yes.
Well, there you go.
Yes.
Okay. Common sense. I am definitely on my own here.
Prevails. Ian is up next. How you doing?
Good.
That's the way. Now, is it okay to drink the water straight out the shower?
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. People. Okay,
do we keep
There's dozens of people calling about this. And you know what? I think it's going to be a general consensus. I'm wrong.
It's fine. Meg.
I'll keep my bottle of water. Thank you very much. We need to move on to bigger things because...
Oh, yeah, of course.
A friend of the show, NASA from MAFS, has caused a stir. Apparently, he's been busted buying Instagram followers. He's Cornbull. I think we need to hear it from him directly.
Okay.
About what's going on.
So have you seen like a story or something?
Yeah, seen a story saying that, yeah, he's been buying Instagram followers.
Well, we'll talk to him, find out what the deal is, and we'll sort this out once and for all.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
And he's one of our favourites here on the show, NASA from MAFS. A bit of drama at the moment. Apparently you're going around buying Instagram followers. What's going on?
Well, what's happened, right? I don't buy Instagram followers.
I know you don't, but what's going on? Like, come on, where are they pulling this out from?
Well, this is what happened. The guy got a journalist from Yahoo messaged me and said, "Oh, are you buying Instagram followers? Because we had some complaints." And I said to him, "Mate, if I was going to buy Instagram followers, I'm 40,000. Why go to 40,000 when I can buy 400,000?
Exactly.
I said to him, it's like going into the bank robbing it for $40 when you need $4 million. It doesn't make sense. So what he did, he went and wrote all this whole story and blah, 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 and made it big. But, you know, in one sense, it's made me more popular. I've picked up 1,100 followers in the last 24 hours.
Maybe he was just trying to help you out, Nass.
I think they tried to help me out. But the thing is, right, and you guys, I mean, if you've got Instagram or whoever's got Instagram will understand, who looks at these followers anyway? I mean, I don't look who follows me and who doesn't.
Yeah.
I'm a celebrity, for God's sake. I'm not going to look at every person that follows me. I mean, I'm a rock star. So it's like, really?
You've got more than me now, so I've got less than 1,000. And I do a radio show.
Who's looking at it?
See, there you go. So, but you don't look at every person that followed you. And I don't even look at it. So whether they're bots or not, I don't care. As long as the numbers are there, it doesn't matter, you know?
Exactly. If they're engaging with your content, who cares?
That's right. But the thing is, there's a lot of people are buying them. There is a lot. And I know that for a fact. And there's one woman in particular that's going to be on that show, The Challenge. Have you heard of that show?
Yes.
The new show, The Challenge?
Yeah.
Well, can I name the woman?
Yeah, of course you can. You can say whatever you want.
She's done nothing, absolutely nothing. Her name is Suzanne Matus.
Yeah.
She's a darko. Now, the story behind her is that she bought 1.1 million followers. Right?
Oh.
Turns up to every single event because all the people think that she's some sort of actress. She's nothing credited to her name, never written a book, never anything, but she photoshops all her photos. So now there's a person that should be targeted, really.
Yeah.
She ends up on this show, on this challenge, and get this, boys, get this, she lasts 24 hours before get kicked off.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
She has a fight with Australian champion boxer Billy Deeb, and Billy Deeb is on that show, right? So they have this big argument, and the rest of the gang had to kick him off because they got so heated.
Well, a question for you, Nass. So have you met her before?
Yeah, I see her at every event. I know her, and we had a bit of a tiff because I said, "How can you have 1.1 million followers? Delta Goodrum hasn't even got that. Delta Goodrum has got 600,000."
Yeah.
What? No.
Our very own Delta Goodrum. Jeez, that doesn't seem like enough. Now, you're absolutely sure she's bought them? Do you have any evidence?
110%. Because when I first got to know her a year ago, she only had 200,000. And then she had this thing that says, oh, I'm an actress, whatever. So I looked her up. Look her up, Suzanne Matus. None of it makes sense, right?
There's not much on her IMDb, is what I'm assuming.
Yeah, nothing at all. And then 6 months later, she has 750,000. And now, a year later, she's got 1.1 million. Now, let me ask you this. If you've got even 1,000 followers, you're going to lose some, right? You're going to lose 100%. 5 or 10. Or get, she doesn't lose any for the last year and a half. Not one
follower. Something suspicious happening there. Oh, and that's who we need to look into. Journalists need to stop looking into you.
Exactly.
That's what we're saying.
Well, you know what, Nash? You don't need to buy followers. What's your handle so our listeners can follow you?
Look, exactly. What's my handle? Like, all my videos get rave reviews. All that my posts that I did last night about the followers have already done 20,000 views already.
Yeah.
Well, so you don't need the fake ones at all.
But I get targeted because I'm an easy target, you see, because I am Australia's favourite celebrity. So, you know, when you're a favourite celebrity, people target you. They want to bring you down.
Well, make sure you go follow Australia's favourite celebrity on Instagram, Nasser Sultan.
Find him. It's easy.
Easy as.
He's got that blue tick,
finally.
You
know what? Maybe we need to do a link on our Instagram on
we'll do it.
Throw them all out. Mark Crevo on Instagram. Shut up, Meg.mp3 on Instagram. Let's just do the whole shebang.
There you go.
Thanks, Nass.
Appreciate it as always. And I don't know what happened there. You just faded out.
Yeah. 105 minutes commercial free on the way.
I'm still reeling from Nasser. Ed Sheeran on the way.
Oh, I haven't heard this in a while.
Yeah, a bit of an older one.
Yes. Beautiful Pharrell.
That's fun.
Sorry, I'm reeling from Nasser. Harry Styles.
He's doing a lot of late night talking about a movie.
At NASA's Instagram.
Oh,
he looks great at the moment, doesn't he?
He looks suave AF.
As usual.
Let me tell you.
Mm.
Lizzo as well.
Yes.
Lovely.
Newcastle's only block of ad-free music coming your way in minutes. Remember, guys, it is Are You Okay Day today as well. Please ask your mates, your colleagues, whoever, are you okay? Listen to the response. Remember, if you're not okay, Lifeline available 24/7, 13, 11, 14. We're going to catch you for Feel Good Friday tomorrow.
See you then.
Bye.
Show's done.